Hey everyone, this is Pastor Bruce Mejia here from First Works Baptist Church in El Monte, California. You know, in the next couple of days on the 31st, millions of people are going to be celebrating a holiday known as Halloween. And I want to make this video just to make sure that we understand why we as Christians should not be partakers of that wicked celebration. You know, the Bible tells us that the Word of God has everything that we need that pertains to life and godliness. God has set forth within His Word guidelines, principles, doctrines, and instructions to help us to understand what is pleasing unto Him. And any celebration, any teaching, we as Christians, we need to prove all things and hold fast that which is good. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse number 2, to be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In order for us to understand what is acceptable unto God, what is His will, what is good, we need to make sure that we renew our minds and we understand what the Word of God says and what God has to say about it. But another reason why I want to make this video is because of the fact that, unfortunately, today you have Christians, you have churches and pastors who refuse to preach against Halloween, and they not only tolerate it, but they also participate in it. You know, whether through trunk or treat or whatever their Christian alternative is, you know, they're still celebrating Halloween. And the Bible tells us that we should not be partakers of other men's sins. We need to make sure that we stay far away from those pagan practices and things that are anti-Bible, anti-God, and anti-Christ. But before I show you from the Bible why we should not celebrate Halloween, I'm going to give you a brief history of Halloween so that you understand what its origins are. Because, you know, that's going to help you to realize why we should not celebrate it. The precursor to Halloween was a celebration known as Samhain. And Samhain was a festival that was celebrated by the Celtic tribes in order to usher in the harvest and the darker half of the year. You know, throughout the year, you have your different seasons. You have spring, summer, you have fall, autumn. And it was during those times that it would get a little darker. And so they had these two special days, October 31st and November 1st, in order to commemorate that. And you say, well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with celebrating Samhain and having a festival dedicated to that? Well, nothing really other than the fact of the belief that was attached to that. You see, the Celtic tribes believed that it was during this time that the veil between the spiritual realm and the physical realm was at its thinnest. And what that meant was this, is that people who died in times past, spiritual beings, demons, and the like, had access to the physical realm during this time, and the people who were in the physical realm had access to get lost in that spiritual realm as well. Now, we understand that's nonsense, that's foolishness, and that's paganism. And obviously the Bible doesn't teach that. You know, the Word of God says that when someone dies, if they believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You know, if you believed on Jesus Christ, the Bible says, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. You know, and if someone dies and they don't have Christ, the Bible tells us that that person is going to lift up their eyes in hell, being in torments. It is appointed for a man once to die, but after this, the judgment. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. You see, there is no purgatory. There's either heaven or hell. But this is exactly what the Celtic tribes believed, and this is the tradition that is attached to, the belief that was attached to this tradition of Samhain. Well, later on, the Catholics helped evolve this idea by simply integrating their beliefs with the Celtic tribes, because when they would go and conquer people, they wouldn't necessarily decimate their culture. They would just adopt and integrate their beliefs. And the Catholics ended up coming up with a celebration or a holiday known as All Saints Day on November 1st. This was known as All Hallows Day on November 1st, where the saints were honored on that day, the dead saints that were honored on that day. November 2nd became known as All Souls Day to basically honor those who have died who were not saints. And this is where Halloween derives its name from, because of the fact that it's on the 31st. Okay, which is the eve of All Hallows Day, which is All Saints Day. And so that name ended up evolving from All Hallows Evening to All Hallows Eve and eventually to Halloween. Okay, but define irony. Okay, because hallow means holy. Well, there's nothing holy about Halloween. There's nothing holy about All Saints Day or All Hallows Day. There's nothing holy about it. In fact, it's complete paganism, idolatry, and Satanism, okay? It's an obsession with death. It's an obsession with witchcraft. It's an obsession with demons and devils and things that are anti-God. Hallow means holy. And, you know, we live in a society today that has put darkness for light and light for darkness, bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter, where people would celebrate All Hallows Eve or Halloween, but yet they're doing things that are complete opposite to what is holy. They're doing unholy things. And so this is one of the reasons why we should not celebrate Halloween, is because of its wicked origins found in paganism and Catholicism. Halloween has an obsession with death, has an obsession with witches and wizards and satanic things, darkness. You know, the Bible says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them," the Bible says. The Bible says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." The Bible says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? What part hath he that believeth with an infidel?" You know, what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For God hath said, "I will dwell in them and walk in them and will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." You know, we need to make sure that we understand that we as Christians are not partaking in things that would be dishonoring to God. We cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. We cannot drink of the cup of the Lord and of the cup of devils, the Bible says. You know, we need to make sure that we love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And look, Halloween promotes witches and wizards, witchcraft. You know, it's during these times that people have a tendency to play with Ouija boards and play with the occult and be involved in those things. These are not things that are godly unto the Lord. These are not things that honor God. The Bible tells us in Exodus 22:18 to suffer not a witch to live. You know, yeah, I know that was written thousands of years ago, but you know what? That's still relevant today. And it shows us what God really thinks about these things, okay? You know, the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 18 that there shall not be among you that is a charmer, that is a consulter with familiar spirits, a wizard, or a necromancer. Necromancy is the practice of communicating with the dead, which is exactly what people do on October 31st. They play with Ouija boards, they play with the occult, so on and so forth. And look, if it's not bad enough, you know, aside from the occult, aside from the obsession with death, is just a flat out immorality that takes place during these times on October 31st. You know, the debauchery and the parties, the filth of sodomy in West Hollywood, for example, all this nonsense and filth and perversion that is being propagated through the streets and just being paraded all over and being celebrated as if it's something holy. Well, it's not. It's ungodly, it's unholy, and no Christian should participate, no Christian should support those things. You know, I don't know about you, but myself, you said, what are you going to be doing on October 31st? Well, you know, I'm going to be in church that day because I'm going to be preaching the Word of God. I'm going to be fellowshipping with God's people, and I regard that day as unto the Lord. I'm going to be celebrating Jesus. You know, we're going to be having pizza and pop and celebrating with God's people. And I want to encourage you that if you celebrated Halloween in times past, and now you're a born-again Christian, now you are a Bible-believing Christian, to put those things away from you, you know. Separate yourselves from those things. Come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. You know, instead of going out there and putting on a costume, you should put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. You know, we need to make sure that we as God's people, we take the attitude of Joshua to say, you know, the rest of the world can celebrate Halloween and celebrate the occult and celebrate debauchery, but as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. So I hope that helped. I hope, you know, if you have any questions, you can email me at fwbcla1@gmail.com. Put a comment in the section below, but I hope that helped. All right, God bless and have a great one.